farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Fisheries Management Fund in healthy position and adequate supply of pork to be available for Christmas. Stay with us to hear more on today's program. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.
Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the Fisheries Management and Development Fund is healthy and at the end of the conch season, it is likely to be close to $64 million. Mrs. Johnson-Smith says the fund will help to ensure the sustainability of the fisheries industry. The fund was established to facilitate the sustainable management and development of the sector. Meanwhile, the Senate approved a resolution for exporters of conch to pay their license fees in installments. The resolution updates the Conch Export Levy Act 2015, which permits exporters of the commodity to settle the fee arrangement within 3 months after submitting an application for a health and export license. Senator Johnson-Smith says extending the payment process would not affect Section 11 of the Act, which makes failure to pay a criminal offense. And the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, says there will be adequate supply of pork for the upcoming Christmas season. JAS President Norman Grant says pig farmers are now producing to meet 60% of local demand and will be able to provide sufficient fresh meat to the general market and ham processors. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. The breadfruit can be distinguished in Jamaica by two types or varieties, the yellow and white heart. The yellow heart breadfruit is preferred on the market because of its better eating quality and ease of preparation or cooking. The fruit is an excellent source of carbohydrate and fiber and is also a major staple in Jamaica with ackee and saltfish, especially for the rural population. Breadfruit is available all year round, but the peak bearing season occurs August to November. Breadfruit can be cooked and eaten at all stages of development. It is typically consumed when mature but still firm, and is a delicious substitute for any starchy root crop, vegetable, pasta, potato, or rice. Mature breadfruit can be boiled, steamed, or baked and used as a replacement for potatoes in many recipes. Small immature fruit can be boiled, pickled, or marinated. Sliced breadfruit can be fried to make chips or French fries, or it may be candied. Ripe fruits are creamy and sweet and can be eaten raw or used to make pies, cakes, and other desserts. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Puss in a bag. Translation, a cat in a bag, and this refers to the acquisition of something before you have seen it or found out enough about it.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston, telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.